Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. This is Candace. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Jeffrey Parrott.
Jeffrey Parrott.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeffrey.
It's ERY, but that's fine. My last name's
ERY.
Parrott. Yes, ma'am.
ERY. All right. And then Parrott is P.
ARRETT.
All right. And then is this your cell phone number? Is it the 334 number or is it 229?
It's 334.
Okay. 334-333-2086, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. Thank you for confirming that, Jeffrey. Again, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. And I see that your inquiry is about the Roundup lawsuit, which you wanted to see if you meet the requirements, correct, to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it was you who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code.
Okay.
All right.
All
And you
right.
did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or any advice or signed any documents with any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, by chance, do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
It was B cell, NHL.
Okay. Do you know what type of B cell or no? If you don't, it's okay.
Stage one B cell, NHL.
Okay. Jeffrey, you are filing this on behalf of yourself. And you were diagnosed after you sprayed Roundup. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I got all of my dates wrote down here. My diagnosis was June 25th, 2020.
June 25th, 2000.
2020.
Okay. Thank you. And then, were you spraying this at home, or was this for work?
At home.
Okay. And do you still live at the same residence that you residency that you were spraying the Roundup at?
No, ma'am, I moved.
Okay. What's the residence that you lived at that when you were spraying it? What's that residence?
2129.
Uh-huh.
2129 County Road 117. Arrington, Alabama, ARRITON. ARRITON, Arrington, Alabama, 36311.
Thank you for confirming that, sir. And then,
Yes,
did you
ma'am.
have any friends or family members or anyone else, loved ones that were affected by the Roundup that needed help filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And again, I apologize ahead of time. A lot of the questions are repetitive,
It's
so I may
okay.
ask you more than once. It's just what they ask of us. Okay, you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 to 79. What's your date of birth, Jeffrey?
9/12/70, September 12th, 1970.
And approximately how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
10 years.
10 years. And then were you
Yes.
spraying it monthly, biweekly? How many times a month were you
Twice a
spraying it?
month.
Twice a
Twice a
month?
month.
Okay, and
Yes,
then for
ma'am.
how many months? For 12 months a year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, that's for 12 months.
Can't believe it. I never thought I'd do this.
I don't think anybody did. So twice a
Twice a month.
month. And you were sprayed it for longer than 10 days, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then, so this is a cell phone. You are a U.S. resident, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you ever diagnosed with any of these illnesses? HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C,
No,
hepatitis
ma'am.
B, lupus, Epstein-Barr,
No, ma'am.
diabetes, arthritis.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any organ transplants?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then are you on any other type of chemotherapy other than the NHL diagnosis?
I had surgery to remove the cancer cells, and then I did my chemo through IV twice, two
Okay.
times a month for 4 months.
Okay.
So I'm done now.
But that was for the NHL. I mean, like, did you have any other cancer? Like, did you have like prostate
No,
cancer or something down the road? Okay.
ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So your first name is JEFFR or ERY.
I tell you what, on my social security card it says ERY. On my ID it says REY. So let's just put REY. That's the same on my ID. Because that
Okay.
may cause me a complication. So
So
just put
it
JFFREY.
REY. Okay. So
Okay.
JEFFREY.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What is, and then your last name is, spell your last name for me one more time.
PARR. It's P as in Paul, ARRETT, Parrot.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. And no suffix in your name?
Ma'am? No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm male.
Okay. And then your marital status. Are you single, married, widowed, or divorced?
Single.
Single?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your birth date as 9/12/1970. Can you go ahead and
Yes, ma'am.
confirm your social for me?
It's 593-12-8827.
Okay. 593-12-8827.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when was your first connection between the Roundup and the cancer? Was that at your diagnosis date or was that when you
So it's
became
my diagnosis here, June, around June 25th, around June 2020.
okay, June 2020 when you went to became ill.
Yes, ma'am.
They went to the doctor, became ill, and went to doctors. Okay, and then how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Okay, and
Actually, the
approximate.
complication, yes, ma'am, 5'10", exactly.
Okay, approximately how much do you weigh?
165.
Okay, and then what were you going to say, sir?
The complications, I actually started around the 1st of April.
Of
Just progressed
2020?
worse. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but you didn't become aware of it could be from the Roundup since till June from your doctor,
Right.
correct? Okay,
Right.
yeah,
That's right.
and then let's see, related to the Roundup, we'll put June 1st, 2020. We'll put that you were aware, and then. Okay, yeah. So your connection, yeah, between June 2020, you became ill and went to the doctors, and then the date that it's asking, I put June 1st, 2020. And then what's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay. And then
Anytime.
what is a good email that you have access to?
That's Jeff, JEFF. My last name, Parrot, PARRETT, the number 7 at gmail.com.
Thank you. All right. And then you were spraying it 2 times a month for 12 months. You were using it for at least a year before your diagnosis. You
That's
said
right.
you used it for approximately 10 years. Did you stop
That's
using
right.
it in 2020?
Yes, ma'am. I stopped when I found it. Yes, ma'am. When I was diagnosed,
Okay, so
I
you
stopped
stopped
using
using it in 2020. So you started sometime in 2010.
it.
When
Yes, ma'am.
do you
It was
know what?
2010. It was the exact dates were. It was. Hold on, just a minute, because I had them. It was around June 2010 to May 2020.
Okay. So put, you want to just put like the first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll put 6/1/2010 to 5/1/2020.
That's work. That'll work.
Okay, perfect. And then again, you stopped using the Roundup because you became
Yeah.
ill
Cool.
and went to the hospital. You were spraying it monthly. How were you spraying it? Was it with a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor?
I had a hand sprayer.
Okay. Did you wear any type of protective gloves or protective gear?
Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't.
Okay.
Very rarely I didn't.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then, you were using this residential, right, along property lines?
Yes, ma'am. In and around my field,
Okay.
I plant peas and stuff.
In your garden and things.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then this was in the state of,
Alabama.
right, residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it. You were present every time. All right. Do you live by a water well, or do you live by, do you get your water from
City
a
water.
well? City water? Okay. Have you ever
My
been,
city water.
okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like a Benzine or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am, I don't think so, no, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So, if you were spraying it 24 times a year for 10 years, you have approximately 240 exposures in your lifetime. Were you using
Goodness.
concentrate or pre-mixed?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it at?
I got it at
Which,
Home Depot.
okay, is there a Home Depot by your house or somewhere you got it at?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What city is like by you? Alabama.
Dothan. It's Dothan, Alabama. Dothan, Dothan, Alabama.
Okay. That's so funny. I spoke to someone yesterday who was same place. No, I'm not kidding you. Like I've had a lot of people from Alabama.
Yeah,
I mean, because I guess there's a lot of fields out there, so you probably
we
get a
have a
lot
lot
of.
of peanuts. We got a lot of peanuts, a lot of cotton. People around here grow their own gardens. A lot of us use it.
Did you have any proof of purchases, like, or could you obtain them if needed? Like a
I
credit
don't know if I
card?
can. I don't know if I can or not. I never had a credit card. I've
Okay.
never even owned a credit card. I don't know if I can find a receipt from mine or not.
I'll
I
just
just don't
put
know.
may have receipts somewhere. Okay. It's
Okay.
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 And then, do you have any of the product in your possession as well, or still to this day, or no?
No, ma'am. I got rid
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
Yes, ma'am. I smoke cigarettes.
Okay. For how many years have you smoked cigarettes for?
Well, probably 15.
Okay. And then are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you lose work because of your related conditions?
Yes, ma'am. Lots
Okay.
of it.
Okay. Approximately how much work did you, or approximate time frame?
At least 2 years.
Okay. That's fine.
Involved.
Unable to work for, unable to work
2 years. It's still hard to
for.
work, even
Yeah, no,
now, really.
I can only imagine. Yes.
But there's nobody gonna pay the bills.
Yeah, and cancer treatment isn't, I mean, it's not cheap, so I completely understand. My sympathy goes out to you, sir.
Appreciate
Okay, and then who's your current employer now?
it. Breakfast at Tammy's. I'm a I just do part-time work because I can't really work a lot right now, and so I just cook. I'm a cook at breakfast. It's called Breakfast at Tammy's.
I found it.
Okay.
It's got a good star rating review. Seems looks
yeah,
good.
They got good food. Yeah, it is pretty good.
Well, I'm talking to the chef. That's why.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, you are.
All right. Let's see. All right. Have you ever been in the military?
No, well, I did briefly. I was medically discharged 8 hours after I took my oath. No lie.
You were medically
discharged.
Okay, so should I just put no?
Yeah, at the time, yeah, just put no.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits or composition or disability claims?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Filed for bankruptcy or had been convicted of any crimes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then who is your physician? Who is your treating physician? Do you know their
treating
name?
Treating physician. Well, yes, ma'am. I got it. His name was Dr. David T. Vega.
David T. Vega?
Vega. Yes, ma'am. Can't see.
In Selma, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. He was a radiation oncologist.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I found him. And it was at Baptist Health Hospital. Is that where you saw him at?
Yes, ma'am. Baptist East.
Okay. I swear this is like the same exact doctor too. No, this can't be. Address. So funny. Okay, let's see. Vega. Well, they have a couple different hospital or different. They affiliate with different hospitals, but it's a practice address. Okay, hold on a second. So just in brief words, how has this impacted your life?
Well, in every way if you can imagine. First thing you're down, then you don't. The trauma that you and your family members have to go through, being out of work, how better to pay your bills, the stress alone will kill you.
Yeah.
The worry, and just you name it.
Baptist Health Hospital is what it's called, right? It was the hospital?
Yes, ma'am. Baptist East.
Baptist East Medical Hospital. Well, I know it's crazy too, is like some places, like I'm located on the West Coast, they sell it at some of the Home Depots. Like I was at a store and I saw it on the shelves. I'm like, this is so, so bad that they
still
have
it.
Yeah, at some places they still sell it. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, it's crazy.
I cannot believe that.
Healthcare space. Okay. East. Okay. And then you said you had medical records and you could provide them if needed.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
so what was your diagnosis date was the 25th. When did you start treatment? Was that like right away?
Well, I started, my surgery date was June 28, 2020.
Oh, 28th.
My chemo date, mm-hmm. June 28, 2020 was my surgery date. I started chemo July the 28th, 2020. And
so just
they just kept me on morphine patches. Yeah.
July 20th and then June, so a month right after cancer or
yes, ma'am.
Cancer, they put you on chemo. Okay,
yes.
So
yes,
okay.
I still have palpitations. Oh, it still hurts my chest.
Oh, I can. I mean, I can. That's crazy. Yeah, my heart goes out to you. Okay, so you did surgery, you did chemotherapy, you did, and then you did pain management and so forth. Okay, so, what's your current mailing address?
202 Pettus, P-E-T-T-U-S, Pettus Street. Dothan, Alabama. Dothan, D-O-T-H-A-N, Alabama. 36301.
Okay. Is that a house or is there a unit number?
It's an apartment, apartment two.
Okay. So I have 202 Pettus Street, P-E-T-T-U-S Street, apartment mm-hmm. two, Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's just so that we can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact them if you become unresponsive. So I could put someone that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you.
My mother.
Okay. And what's her?
Bobby Willoughby.
Okay.
The same, mm-hmm.
same last name? Parrot?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am, Willoughby. Her last name is Willoughby. W-I-L-L-O-U-G-H-B-Y.
Oh. L-L, wait.
W-I-L-L-O-U-G-H-B-Y. Willoughby.
Okay, and then what's her phone number?
334-799-8843.
All right, perfect. Thank you. And that's your mom. And you do give me permission to contact her if needed.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, and then let me just make sure I got this. Treatment date 6/28/2020. And then treated for chemo. I'm going to put July 28th, 2020. So I put your date treated in the hospital for surgery was 6/28/2020, and then your date treated in the hospital for your for the radiologist and chemo was 7/28/2020.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's
okay, perfect. And then was there anything else that you wanted me to put on the file that you can think of?
No, ma'am, not off my pen. I do have a couple questions.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back through it with you. I just wanted to make sure I got all these questions really quick. You were exposed to Roundup for 2 years or more. Yes. I don't know where that question's at. They keep changing this form on us every time we come in. So let me just repeat this to you real quick, and then I'll answer your questions. Okay. So you are. Okay. Filing a claim on behalf of yourself, Jeffrey Parrott, which you have your name spelled as JeffreyParrett. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Your birth date is 9/12/1970. I have the last four of your social as 8827. Mm-hmm. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After using Roundup for approximately 10 years, diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on 6/25/2020, after spraying it at your residency around property lines and fence lines. And then approximately you were spraying it 12 times a year, twice a month for 10 years, giving you approximately 240 plus exposures. You were directly exposed every time you were spraying Roundup. In the state of Alabama, using a hand sprayer, and you started using Roundup 6/1/2010, and you stopped using it 5/1/2020.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
All right. And then what were you going to say? Sorry.
Do you know how long this process takes or what's next? Or?
So basically what's going to happen is the system's going to generate some documents right now for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's really easy to do. I'll walk you through it. And then basically the attorneys call you within 48 hours. Once the attorneys reach out to you, they're going to ask you for, you know, what other details you may need. And then pretty much they'll be in contact with you moving forward. Like I can't give you an estimated time because I'm not an attorney. I can't give you legal advice, but I can let you know that you'll be in contact with somebody. So you'll have a constant update. So you won't be like in the wind of like, oh, when is this, you know, like not knowing what's going on.
I guess that's what I was curious about. Does it take them forever to pay out? I guess that's what I was
You know, you can always Google. I don't know because it's state by state. So it could be, you know, it could be very soon or it could be very late. I don't know. But you can always Google that. I always tell people if you're curious, Google that. And then you can also Google, like, people are always like, how much am I going to get awarded? I'm like, I don't know because it's case by case. So you can always... Google that as well, like what's the payout roughly amount or, you know, and then put in like your symptoms or your information and maybe that, I don't know, may help.
Okay, I think so. Okay, I got
it. Yeah. I mean, that's the best advice I can give you. I can't really give you legal advice. I'm not an attorney. I'm just the one that does all the form part for you.
You do all the work.
I do all the work. Yeah. So basically what you're going to go ahead and do is I just sent you a text message to your cell phone. It'll say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to go ahead and have you ever used a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to want to accept, review and sign the documents, adopt and sign a signature, tap all the fields to fill in the document, and then once you press finish, go ahead and let me know.
Okay. I'm pulling up DocuSign now.
Perfect. If you need to put me on speakerphone, go ahead and do so, okay?
Okay, you're on speakerphone. This envelope was also sent by an email to Jeffrey Parrott to recognize email. Continue to review. Don't recognize this. It's okay. Continue.
Press continue.
Please review and act on these documents. Please sign.
It may ask you to adopt and sign with your finger, so you may have to draw with your finger and then press adopt and sign the signature, just so that you're aware of that.
All right, press the dot, the please sign.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how do I get it to?
Use your finger, like your pinky. Sometimes that's the easiest way.
Yeah, it's not doing nothing. I'm not really doing anything.
Or turn your phone the other way.
Let's see. Let's see what. Back out of it to go back in it. I can do that, right?
Yeah. Are you able to, do you get email or internet when you're on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. Coming back up. Continue. Okay, please sign. You know, I'm pressing down on it hard. Let's see.
Try to use your pinky and see if it's asking you to draw, or does it say start?
It says, it don't say anything. It says, please sign.
Okay, so use your pinky and sign, and then press accept or adopt and sign.
Right, but I'm trying to sign with my pinky, and it won't, it's not doing nothing. It's crazy.
What is it? What else is on the page?
Let's see. How would you like to sign the return sign document? Upload. Continue. So please download the document and say, okay, we're going to cancel that. Go back out of that.
Press continue.
Okay, I did.
Okay, now what does it say?
It says, well, right back to the, Hold on just a moment. I don't know why it's not letting me sign for some reason. Let's see, continue. Okay, continue. Electronic signature and disclosure. It says, please review and act on these documents. Press. Below it says, Courtney K. Mass Tort Strategies.
Yep, press continue.
Then it says, please sign. And I don't see a continue. I agree.
Okay, I agree,
yes. Not letting me. Okay, I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you continue?
Yep.
Okay. Alright. Okay. There we go. I got a bunch of my arrangement, expense for lawsuit.
Tap the yellow boxes where it's asking you to sign, and it's gonna auto generate your signature. So just tap the fields, and then once you get to finish, press finish. If you miss a spot, if you miss a spot, it's going to scroll you back up to it. So make sure you tap all the buttons.
Okay. Okay, that was fine. Let's see. Are your initials? Let's just see. Okay. Can I finish it?
Okay, let me check really quick.
Says you're done signing.
Okay, yeah. So once you're done, perfect. Thank you, Jeffrey. So once you've done that, it'll send a PDF copy to your email for your records. And then basically, like I said, so before we wrap up, I'm going to send you, this is my contact information. I'm sending you a text message from a 949 area code. This is the direct line to my desk.
Okay. Let me get up. I had a pen.
I just text you.
Oh, you text? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I text you. It says, hello, this is Courtney, your intake specialist. There's my phone number. And then I send you another message, and that's the attorney's phone number. Then the law firm's website, and then the phone number to keep an eye out for. Okay. So what's going to happen is basically, in the next 48 hours, the attorneys will be reaching out to you. They'll be calling you from that 909 phone number. You want to make sure if they do call you to return their call in a timely manner. If at any time you can't get a hold of them, you are more than welcome to call my direct line as well, and I can get you connected to them. If at some, you know, it's today's, today's Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday. If they don't call you by like Tuesday of next week, then I would reach out to me. But they should probably be calling you within the next 2 to 3 business days, give or take. And then, but again, you can always contact me if you have any questions. Again, just remember, this is a legal contract, so that they do ask you not to discuss this matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then again, if you can obtain any documents to help support your case, they ask you to do that. So like you said, you had some paperwork with you. Yeah, any type of paperwork or you know, doctor's information that you want to be able to give to the attorneys, I would have that, you know, in your vicinity, so you could, yeah. But other than that, yeah, Jeffrey, it seems like everything will move slowly. Everything moves smoother if you have like everything already together, which it seems like you already are prepared for this situation. So I think you'll be okay. And but did you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay. Well, my sympathy goes out to you and your loved ones, and I hope this, you know, I hope this works out for you, and I'm sorry for, you know, everything that you've had to go through.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Jeffrey. All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day, and call me if you need anything.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.